I'm gonna sing them. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Am I still? Oh my gosh!
I said once I started, I can't stop. I never said that. What was the question?
Did you actually start? Are we started?
I was gonna start after the 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I thought you were telling us that's what you were gonna.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that was the dress rehearsal.
This is all B-roll.
Now I'm just gonna leave it all in.
Okay. You know,
that's fine.
The clicky thing that you see for the
I wonder what
when they're making movies, it is for them syncing the sound, syncing the audio with the video. Yeah,
huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It makes that loud crack.
There's got to be a name for that thing.
It's called the clicky thing.
Okay,
it's called the, good the enough clicky for me. Thing. Yeah,
it's good all right. For me. We ready?
I'm ready. As all long right. as my levels are still good here.
Everybody's levels are great.
Okay.
You said that, and my first instinct was to yell into the mic loud noises like Brick.
Why does Brick have a grenade?
Brick killed the guy.
This is how we should do the Jack Black episode.
Yes.
You like Jack Black?
I love Jack Black.
All right, perfect.
Okay. We've already got the sequel.
Okay. Movie Squad.
I'm down. Let's do it.
We are huge Jack Black fans.
I love Jack Black.
So, considering last week when we had to postpone, he and I hung out and watched Tenacious D.
Oh, my God. That's a great movie.
Oh. So.
I want to rewatch School of Rock because I have not seen that movie.
We watched that not too long ago.
It holds up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal. I'm sure it does. I haven't seen it since like it came out.
Baller. All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. How are we going to kick this thing off here?
I'm going to kick it off with...
Rah, 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 rah.
He's had no racist jokes.
I'm quoting a movie.
He's quoting a movie.
That is true.
Hold on.
It's on the list.
Because if we say quoting movies is acceptable, that's a slippery slope with some of these movies.
That is really, really slippery slope.
There's several things on here.
Oh, my God. Well, welcome, everybody, to the first video episode of the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. Just in time for Christmas. And it's a Christmas movie showdown. I think this was our guest's idea. Wasn't this your idea?
I do think it was. Yeah.
So we had a Friendsgiving. Well, I had a Friendsgiving at Nick's house. Zach Jenkins wasn't there.
We weren't friends yet.
They didn't know each other. Really.
Yeah. We actually.
But even if they did, he wouldn't have been invited. So.
Wow.
We had a Friendsgiving and we're talking about podcast stuff. And I don't really remember much of that conversation.
I don't really remember a whole lot from that night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but. We were both remembered enough to say, let's do a Christmas movie showdown. I texted Zach while he was on vacation saying, we're going to do a Christmas movie showdown. He didn't answer, so Nick and I planned most of it.
On vacation.
And then, from work, not from your friends.
True.
Although, you saying that, this conversation was the exact opposite of the conversation we had on vacation, because there were a couple times that you texted me and were like, sorry, don't want to intrude on your vacation. I was like, dude, you're...
To be fair, you did say that. Enjoy your family time.
Yeah. But I was like, bro, we're friends. Just text me.
Wasn't I supposed to mail something to...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
A potato. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Wow. So we have what we believe are the 32 best Christmas movies was the idea.
I don't even know.
We had to fill out a lot of the bracket with some ones some of us haven't seen. But at least one of us has seen every movie.
I've seen, I would say, 95% of these.
I think I'm close to that much, too.
From looking at this list, I found out that I apparently am not well-versed on Christmas movies. And I probably have seen like 60. I've seen more than half. I've seen like 60 to 70%.
Okay. So we took the movies, went on to IMDb. When I say we, I mean I went on to IMDb.
That was my idea, by the way.
On work time! and put all the ratings down, ranked them highest to lowest, then created a wonderful bracket, which if I'm good at editing, you will see appear on video right
This
now.
Is actually very well done.
Thank you.
It is.
So I will post in the video, if you're watching on YouTube, you will see the bracket updated as we go along.
Although I do have to point out that you wrote Muppers Christmas Carol instead of Muppets Christmas Carol, and that's really been making me laugh the last week or so.
Okay. Do you know how small this was on my... Wait, you've known for a week?
I have.
And you didn't say anything until we started recording?
Because I just kept thinking to myself, Muppers Christmas Carol. I don't know why.
You're what's wrong with Christmas.
I am so happy that you left
that. I just... Yeah, I couldn't.
Okay. Well, there's some other... abbreviations on here because the font got too small. Shove it. So let's Let's start. Do we just want to go like west bracket, then east bracket, or do we want to go west, east, west, east, west, east? What do you guys think?
I was thinking west first.
And then east? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You seem right. Like you were thinking the opposite.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
So the first team up.
This was your idea. So
true. It's a Let's Wonderful Life, by the way, is the highest rated movie we have.
I mean, number one seed.
Yeah, 8.6 on IMDb.
Which really makes no sense because it's boring.
It's so freaking boring.
It may
but
be.
But it's a classic.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a classic. And it's so boring. Wait a minute.
Teamed up.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
It's teamed up against
the 28th seed.
Which is also, in my opinion, a fantastic Christmas movie.
If I had my choice, I'm taking Jingle All the Way.
All the Way is matched up against at 5.7.
Jingle All the Way is
pretty unanimous.
Yeah, I can stay awake when I watch Jingle All the Way.
And my wife does not like Jingle All the Way.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
the worst.
Yeah.
That movie. Fun fact about that movie. That's how I learned the names of the reindeer.
Yeah.
And then for a while, I could only say them in an Austrian accent.
And the same
going,
cadence.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, as I'm running down the street. And then that was the movie that made me want to moan every time I said cookie as well.
Yeah. These cookies.
It's like, it's one of my dad's, it's one of my dad's favorite things to say every time he has a cookie. He's like, oh, these cookies.
And then you say, to put the cookie down.
Put the cookie down. Yeah. Oh, no. You're good at that. So
that's the same one where it's not a tumor.
Yes.
No, that's
Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I thought he meant this is at the same actor as if
same actor.
We were confused to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
All right, so let's put down Jingle
All the Way Advances.
The next one up is going to be Gremlins versus Miracle on 34th Street.
These are very interesting matchups.
So I actually got really mad making some of these matchups because we're going to lose some fantastic movies.
Some of these are tough.
In the first round. Gremlins was Nick's option to put on here because people do think it's a Christmas movie, kind of like another movie on the list.
Which is the greatest Christmas movie.
And Miracle
movie 34th of all time.
Street, we're talking about the one with Matilda, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do prefer that one. I mean, I honestly put Gremlins on there because I was trying to fill out some movies because I knew we were getting a little thin.
Well,
I like Gremlins. Don't get me wrong.
But some people will fight that as a Christmas movie, though.
I think it could be a Christmas movie,
like Love Actually, not a Christmas movie. You're dumb.
Right? It's a rom-com.
Guys, we got to talk to the camera. Yeah. Remember,
you who thinks Love Actually is a Christmas movie,
dumb
is dumb.
Okay,
I've never seen Love Actually, so
you're not missing much.
It's actually not a bad movie for a rom-com. It's got a good cast.
Currently, man. So what advances from Gremlins to Miracle 34th Street?
I would say Miracle on 34th Street. I put my vote in for that.
Okay.
Again,
Yankins.
Again, it's kind of like the first one. Very different genres, right? Yeah. One is a classic, and one is, you know,
horrifying as a child.
Yes. I would have to say Miracle on 34th Street. It is a staple classic Christmas movie. What's your vote?
Oh, Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay. So, unanimous.
When I was a kid and I saw Gremlins, the part with the old lady in the chair that goes up the stairs and then they flew her out the window.
Yeah.
That scared me so bad.
Yeah.
That's like one of those things that I shouldn't have seen it when I was young, that young.
I was like traumatized.
That's the best part about those movies is looking back and being like, why did my parents let me watch that? But hey. You turned out okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
For an Eagles fan.
Okay. it's a sore subject right
now. He's trying to stir up.
It's a sore subject
right now. Controversy.
So this
if
next...
you notice the conflicting hats.
And then there's me.
Listen, you can't say that after.
I need you to buy me Chiefs stuff for Christmas so I can be at one with you.
Deal.
I'm one with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are with me.
I've converted him. He is
what,
now.
What are you a fan of?
So I'm a Falcons fan.
Oh, that's okay.
But my heart breaks for him because of the adversity he has to go through as a Chiefs fan, and I can't let my boy do that on his own.
What adversity?
So adversity in life.
Winning Super Bowls?
I married into the Broncos. The entire family is hardcore Broncos.
Yeah, That is rough. So, that is rough. He could use
diabetics stick together.
Like my wife has a Broncos knife set that is displayed in our kitchen.
Why? Why does she still have it?
So I bought a Chiefs grill cover.
Is this gonna be a short story? Because this has nothing to do with Christmas. And
yeah, I mean that's the story. She has the knife.
I forgot
set,
to I say we have a limited time.
So you guys had to kind of counterbalance it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have it in me to read this next matchup because it's going to break my heart.
Yeah.
So I want my co-host to do it.
Okay. So this next matchup is White Christmas versus the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Just a tragic.
I'll tell you what I like more.
Yes.
The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
But I'll agree tell with you, White Christmas is a phenomenal and very classic.
So
it is.
I hadn't seen White Christmas until the last time we visited Lexi's cousin, I believe, in Nashville. And so we had tickets to see like a play down there of White Christmas. And I was like, this play's awesome. I've never seen the movie. And she was like, what? That was my best Southern accent.
What?
Hey, you have a Southern accent. Say what real quick.
What?
Say it like a female.
I
say
can't.
It like a short female.
What? I don't know.
That's actually pretty good.
Kristen, please weigh in if that was good enough.
It's not. I know it's not.
And so then we watched it and I was like, this movie's fantastic. It's just a feel-good
movie.
It is.
It is a phenomenal.
It's got it all. I mean, it's got great music. It's got a good story. It's a love story. Mm-hmm. I mean,
as much as it hurts, I'm going to go White Christmas.
I have to go White Christmas as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, but I respect the decision.
Like,
and it sounds like it would be 2-1 anyway. So,
I'd say 7 out of 10 times, like on any given day, I would probably pick Guardians. But in the actual Christmas season, I probably would choose White Christmas over Guardians.
Yeah. Just throw it out there. White Christmas is a 7.5. Guardians of the Galaxy is 6.9. So really only 0.6 difference.
Yeah, they're close.
Nick, I think you might be the only one who's seen one of these movies in the next bracket.
Neither one of you have seen either one of these
No,
movies.
I've seen Claws.
I've seen neither one of
I haven't seen Krampus, though.
The next, I wanted
to, but I thought it would scare me.
It's a little scary. It's a little scary.
We gotta let our audience know what we're debating.
Oh, yeah.
The movies are Claus versus Krampus.
I think it's technically Klaus.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
Klaus.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Man, Klaus, I'm glad you're here. Otherwise, Krampus. We would look like idiots.
We should also announce the matchup before we really get into the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
We've been doing that.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
We've just been kind of jumping right into it.
You're both, ow, wrong. I don't care. Okay,
well,
go.
We'll roll the tape when we get a chance.
Yeah, I'll roll the tape edit it, because you guys just get to go home after this.
I've offered to learn how to help
edit. It's not worth it. So, I wasn't a huge fan of Klaus.
Oh, dude, I loved it.
I liked it.
I thought it was great.
I liked it, but I did fall asleep during it, which isn't an anomaly for me. I fall asleep during a lot of things.
So, I know Krampus is like a Christmas like horror movie, like
right. So
angry
basically,
Santa comes and kills people. I don't know what Klaus is about.
Klaus is it's kind of like a Santa origin story, pretty much. Like it's got its own unique spin, but it's got a really good cast. It's got J.K. Simmons plays the guy who eventually becomes Santa. It's got Norm MacDonald is in it.
I'm sold.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great...
Isn't this the movie that you just said was boring and you fell asleep in? And now you're like, ooh,
yeah,
I hear the cast
somehow
of the movie I've watched. I'm sold.
I forgot Norm MacDonald was in it, though.
You got to rewatch it and stay awake for the whole thing.
The company in which I watched it was not full, but had some people I don't enjoy spending time with.
Okay.
So that was probably a huge deciding factor.
I gotcha. I will also say... The mascara test, you put some mascara on that during that movie, you're going to fail the test, man. That's a tearjerker.
Oh, in Klaus?
Yeah, it is a tearjerker. I will say it's better than Krampus. I liked Krampus because I'm a big horror movie guy, but Klaus is better.
I say we let him make the executive decision.
Yeah, I'm good because right, we'll I haven't let, seen we'll either Klaus one. Go. We're going with Klaus. Right.
Although I
with
feel
a
like
K.
it's not going to make it through the next round. We'll get there when we get there.
Nick, why don't you go ahead and read off the next lineup for us.
Okay, so the next matchup is The Grinch, the original 1966 version, versus Christmas with the Cranks, starring Tim Allen.
Oh, I guess
I've not seen Christmas with the Cranks.
Where have you been? What do you do?
I don't watch a whole lot of Christmas movies.
How else are you supposed to see Jamie Lee Curtis in a bikini at the ripe old age of 40-something?
It's got Tim Allen with the Botox, and he can't keep the pineapple in his mouth.
And a Speedo on.
Oh,
and
wait.
A Speedo, yeah.
Wait. Yes, I have seen it.
But well,
it
the commercials were on all the time.
It has been... No. I remember the Botox thing. I actually have seen it, but it has been so long.
And by the way,
I honestly don't
Christmas
really
with the Cranks is the second lowest rated on the entire list.
Is
at
it really?
At 5.4. Going up against the original
OG
Grinch. At 8.3.
I mean, the OG Grinch is my favorite Christmas movie. I'm just going
to
put that out.
I have to go with the OG Grinch because
I
love that
movie too. It speaks Christmas. Yeah. Like, if you say Christmas, you picture the animated Grinch.
Sorry, Tim Allen, you lose. Well, you lose on this one. I'm pretty confident.
Oh, yeah. He's got some bangers on him.
Yeah.
At least one other. I don't...
Yes.
So...
So the
I
next...
feel like I'm going to get into a fight again on this one.
Okay, go for it.
No, you go ahead, because I got to get ready to fight Nick.
I was going to say, out of the next matchup, I've only seen one.
Okay.
Which one?
So the matchup is Arthur Christmas and Polar Express. I've only seen Polar Express. Arthur Christmas, are we talking like Arthur, like the TV show?
Like the aardvark?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought at first, because I haven't seen the whole thing either.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not an aardvark.
I've seen both, and like I have to be in the mood to watch Polar Express. I could always watch Arthur, but like I feel like Polar Express is a better Christmas movie.
I will say that I like Polar Express, but it's not my favorite. It's like
it's kind of boring.
It's boring, and the animation is kind of weird, and like I don't know. It just doesn't.
And like, why is Tom Hanks in everything?
Right,
he should have stayed on that island.
What? Wow! Don't you know Tom Hanks?
He should have crashed into the Hudson again.
Hey, he's an MTV Movie Award nominee. Okay,
nominee. So what are we doing with this?
I mean, I really can't
I enjoy
have a fair
Arthur,
vote.
Arthur Christmas more.
Polar Express, I saw it. It's a decent movie, but I wasn't wowed by it.
I'm going to go with Arthur Christmas then.
I'll let you make the decision.
I haven't seen it,
so
I am okay with that.
I will say I was entertained by the first like 15 or 20 minutes that I did watch of it.
All right.
Nicholas.
Oh, so you're not going to announce any of them?
I announced the first few. You want me to announce this one?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Sound just like Bruce Springsteen. Like just like him.
Super proud of
you. Except I'm from a good state. So Santa Claus is coming to town. That creepy movie, the first time you see it, and then you realize that it's actually enjoyable. Versus Home Alone 2. I mean, this is a tough one for me.
That's a tough one.
Like, how do I go against Burgermeister, Meister Burger?
How do you go against the pigeon lady, though?
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is a easy win for me because one of them is probably one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah.
Which I watched over and over again.
Which one? Home Alone 2?
Which is Home Alone 2. I loved watching that movie.
Nick.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Home Alone 2.
I would go Home Alone 2 because what other Christmas movie do you hear somebody yell, "Suck brick, kid"?
Right, yeah.
And try to murder an adolescent by throwing
a
brick at him.
Yeah, the
concept of the movie is phenomenal.
Half of the plot is they are taking this kid somewhere and they're going to kill him. A child. Ugh. They're going to go kill a child.
You don't get that kind of entertainment anymore.
But it's
not
Christmas.
Unless you live... Oh, never mind. I'm going to let Nick read the next one because it has my least favorite Christmas movie in it.
Really?
Either one of these, your least favorite Christmas movie is that's a hot take.
Yeah.
It's not.
To me, both of these are fantastic.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
All right. Our next matchup is A Christmas Story versus The Jim Carrey Grinch.
A Christmas Story sucks.
Oh my God. You,
everything about it sucks. Oh, it's not enjoyable. Jesus. There's no fun to it.
What? There's
I
no fun?
I refuse to watch it. I don't watch it anymore.
Fragile.
Yes, it is
Italian.
One of the most quoted.
I can't put my arms that, down.
Just because it's quoted doesn't mean it's good.
It is fantastic. I mean, if
there's something to say about it.
People quote the Gettysburg Address, but I fall asleep during that.
Listen, what other Christmas movie do they have a channel that has a 24-hour marathon of just that movie on Christmas Day?
They're doing that with Christmas Vacation this year, I hear.
Oh, well, okay.
But still,
I would say that's comparable.
One and one A.
Yeah. A Christmas
Jim
Story.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch means so much more to me than A Christmas Story.
And Jim Carrey's The Grinch is a good
It's
Christmas.
A great movie.
They saved a dog from dying for that movie.
Hate, yeah. Double hate, loathe entirely.
However, I did just watch an Instagram reel about Max. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Is this going to ruin
about
the movie for me?
About the like animal actor?
No, but dog, in the story.
Or the actual character?
No, the animal actor they saved from a kill shelter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. For the movie. It was dope. But the idea is that the Grinch stated that he never went back to Whoville after he left. And the only place he gets things from is the garbage chute after they throw away presents after they play with them once or twice.
Right.
Oh, right.
So people
right.
are saying that somebody gave Max as a gift and then the kid got rid of it through the garbage chute.
What a terrible
And that's how the Grinch got Max.
The Who's are terrible people.
I know.
The Who's are awful.
The Who's deserve to have Christmas stolen
the
from
Grinch
them.
The Grinch was right.
Yeah.
You're going to throw away
He's
Max.
The hero
there
we didn't
Christmas
know we
Eve
needed.
Hating the Who's.
Wow.
So I'll get my vote out of the way. It's going to be the Grinch, Jim Carrey, but this is it's not all about me.
I got to do a Christmas story.
I got to do a Christmas story as well because it's so classic.
I mean,
you'll
shoot your eye out. I mean, that's...
It's so stupid.
It's hilarious.
It's just a stupid movie.
It's hilarious.
It's
soap
classic.
Poisoning. All those little fantasies.
But I didn't say fudge.
It's got child abuse in it.
Yeah, you know. It's...
Hi, Baby Corder. You want to say hi
to
the
nation? All right, so it's a 2-1. We got
Christmas a Christmas story.
All right, a Christmas story. This podcast sucks. Sucks, I tell you. All right, let's move over to the East bracket. This is a no-brainer for me, if I'm being honest.
I have only seen one of these, and I'm pretty sure it's probably the same no-brainer as you.
Yeah, this is the second movie. A Charlie Brown Christmas versus Four Christmases.
Not that Four Christmases isn't good, but
a Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's a Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's a top Christmas.
It's a classic.
If you abbreviate it CBC, it's a blood panel.
I've only seen one of the next two, but one is arguably the most prolific, like, Christmas movie of our generation.
This matchup made me sad.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I had not seen Spirited until we came up with this
idea.
You
watched it?
I watched it.
Yes.
I did do some homework and watched some of the movies that I hadn't seen.
Okay, so I haven't seen Spirited. The matchup is Elf versus Spirited. I have not seen Spirited. But I remember when...
I think it came out last year.
I think it did,
okay,
too.
So it's very
and
recent.
And so I'll recap it after you finish your thought.
Okay. But I was just saying, like, Elf, one, as good as I think it's a good movie, it has been probably the most prolific Christmas movie.
I would say modern Christmas movies. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
Modern Christmas movie.
I don't think we're going to get to it, but I'll ask at the end.
Okay.
This so...
A secret question?
Yeah. Okay. So... Spirited.
Don't look at the
for people
question.
Who don't know. I think it came out last year. It's a Ryan Reynolds and
Will Ferrell.
And Will Ferrell. It's like
how,
a new take
how
on
is
Scrooge.
There a movie by the two of them?
So it only came out on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why
but
I don't have Apple
it
TV.
It is a fantastic movie.
It is really good.
Like, it's so well done. It's so entertaining.
It's funny.
The fact that it's up against Elf, which as Zach said, is just one of like the most iconic Christmas movie since it came out, it's gonna lose.
And I found myself, because it is a musical, there's songs throughout the whole thing, and I was like, man, I don't like that this is a musical, but then I was like, found myself like bopping along to the songs. I was like, you know, these are actually pretty good. And I thought, I don't want to spoil anything, but Jacob Marley being like, another song, like he kept trying to convince them not to sing songs.
I will say that movie, the end got me.
Yeah. Oh,
it wrecked
Is it a tearjerker?
Eh, I mean, it's not a tearjerker, but like I teared up. I was touching. Shocked. I was
it's
like,
sentimental. There's okay. Yeah.
I was like, "Daggum!" But we're going Elf.
Yeah,
but,
we have to go Elf.
Bye, buddy. Good luck finding your dad.
Hope you find your dad.
Did you just misquote Elf?
Probably.
Holy Jesus Christ on a motorbike!
I love this. I love guy's those reels.
Ooh, this is tough for me anyway.
Who wants to read this one? Because this one's gonna get hot. This one's gonna get spicy. Muy caliente. Yankins?
All right.
No, read the actual movie title, damn it.
Oh boy. Oh yeah. Please read it as written.
Listen, when you guys put effort into creating a podcast, you can do whatever you want.
Jeez. I'm the co-host. I show up here all the time.
Yeah, you show up. You make noise in the microphone. That's why I had to buy these fancy stands.
So hurtful. So as Zach meant to write it, the two movies are Muppets Christmas Carol and Disney's Christmas Carol. Now, how it's written, you guys have already heard. There was a little snippet earlier. Also, Nick knew a week ago that there was this typo and didn't
say anything.
Didn't reach out to correct it.
To let it roast.
So on paper, this says Muppers Christmas Carol.
Oh my God, Zach made a typo. So funny.
I always wanted to be a Mupper tier when I grew up.
And you're not even that, so you failed at becoming something that doesn't exist. True. How does that make you feel?
Although. Wow.
And then you got pink eye in both eyes.
True, and that did suck. That's a story for another podcast.
Yeah.
Although, one time I was playing an open mic night at McGeary's, and the Muppers were in town at the Palace. And so the Mupper tiers were over. Some of them were over playing open mic nights. And this one Muppeteer, after my little three song set, was like, "Hey, good job, man." So I was like, a Muppeteer.
Oh, dang, that's cooler than anything that's ever happened to me.
Told me, good job. So I got that going for me. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's better than any story I have. One time I told Kurt Warner where to find the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah,
that's he was at our cool church. Story.
Yep. So that was, I helped him pee, basically.
Wow.
That's why he won that Super Bowl with Arizona.
Yeah, you helped him relieve himself. Yep. All right, now your turn.
Not in like an R. Kelly way, though.
On like cool stories?
Yeah.
I did protection detail on Patrick Mahomes' house several times.
Several times. All right, okay.
PD in Kansas City.
Several times.
Yeah, you got to check out what happens behind the scenes. What him and Travis Kelce do in the comfort of his own home.
Did he talk to you like Kermit the Frog?
Thanks for watching my house.
That was a terrible Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
I have a great joke about Kermit the Frog, but I can't tell it. Okay. So let's just pick our movies. I'm going to go first because this is easy for me. I love that Disney's A Christmas Carol, Jim Carrey. It's great. A Muppet's Christmas Carol is my favorite childhood Christmas movie, and I still watch it every year to this day. And the fact that because there were two Muppets that had to play Jacob Marley.
Oh, yeah. Marley and Marley.
Yeah. It's Jacob and Robert Marley, so Jacob and Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Like, come on. All right, so that's me.
I was going to say, these two are also close, but I do agree with Zach. The Muppets edges out Disney.
Now, I love the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol. It's
a great movie.
One of my favorite Christmas movies, and we have like this family tradition where we make homemade eggnog, we watch the movie every year, and it's one of my favorite times during the holiday season, and I think it's a pretty faithful adaptation to the book, other than all the crazy magic Disney stuff they did for the 3D scenes. So I would give this probably to Disney's Christmas Carol, but I do love Muppet Christmas Carol, and you can't deny that it's a classic.
The only thing I'll add is that I like to put myself in Michael Caine's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how well did he have to act? I love Michael Caine. Like, he's nothing around. And, like, he acted. Like, he didn't phone it in. Oh, I love Michael Caine. Michael Caine, if you're watching.
Yeah. Please, if you want to come on the podcast, please let us know.
All right.
Hit us up.
So, I mean, it's That's two Muppets. Against one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I really am, because that is a great movie. This was one of those unfortunate matchups. The next one is just
No brainer.
I don't even think I've seen one of them.
So it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer versus Noelle, which I think was a Netflix movie that came out a couple years ago.
Is that with Anna Kendrick?
It's yes. Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. And Bill Hader.
Bill Hader and that loud, annoying guy, but he's hilarious. Billy Epstein. Billy on the Street. Oh my God!
Yes, yes.
You gotta look up Billy on the Street clips. Okay. It's a good movie, but like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I recently just watched Noelle actually this past week, and honestly, going into it, I was expecting it to not be good.
It's pretty good,
but at the end, I was like, "Hey, that was actually a pretty good movie." Like it's a pretty fun, you know, like happy Christmas movie, but it's an interesting take on the idea of Santa Claus and like he has kids and successors to the Santa Claus, you know. But still, I mean, Rudolph is the classic.
Can we just for a second talk about how much of a real jerk Santa is in that movie?
Santa's a horrible person.
Almost everybody in that movie is a real jerk, really. Yeah.
Except for Yukon Cornelius.
That's true. My favorite matchup, because to me, this is one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time. If you don't agree that it's a Christmas movie, you're just wrong. It is. Even the director said it was a Christmas movie.
Okay.
So.
I said I'm Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't make it true.
Yeah, but you're not the director.
Right. The director who's orchestrating.
Okay, I said this podcast is the best podcast in the history of the world. It doesn't make it true.
Not yet.
No.
Just tell
us the matchup.
Don't
already.
Put bad juju on our roots.
Just say the matchup.
The matchup is Die Hard.
Oh my days.
And Deck the Halls.
So I take it that Zach thinks Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
I like to say it's a Christmas movie to annoy people.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
If he killed somebody with a present, it would be a Christmas movie.
Christmas is an integral part of that movie.
I agree.
The entire reason why that movie happened.
I agree.
Because it set up the Christmas party for the terrorists to come and take advantage and take the hostages.
Right.
Yes, the dead guy with the ho 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 on his sweatshirt.
Full disclosure, Die Hard is going to get my vote only because it's up against Deck the Halls. Which is like a moderately funny movie, but my God, it's just like cringe.
Yeah.
Cringe City Central. Yeah. Danny DeVito is, I mean, I love Danny DeVito, but like the whole dynamic of just, Die Hard would get my vote.
Die Hard deserves it. And my stance used to be that I refused to take a stance on whether or not it was a Christmas movie, but I've done some reflection and I agree with Zach. And I think that the whole reason that they're all there is because it's a Christmas party. The whole reason that they chose that night to come take the hostages is because there would be less security because it was just a Christmas party.
Yep.
Christmas is an integral part of the plot.
It is. Fine.
It's not like Harry Potter that people try to say is a Christmas movie because it has one Christmas scene in it.
Yeah. I feel you.
The entirety of the movie takes place on Christmas.
Fair. Okay. Listen, Die Hard 1. We don't got to keep bashing Zach.
We don't have to harp on it.
We don't got to harp
on it. We're not bashing you. We're just arguing.
Just getting spirited. A little callback there.
LOL.
I see what you did.
Thank you.
Nicholas, what do we have next?
All right, so we have Christmas Chronicles versus Scrooged.
Have either of you guys seen Scrooged with Bill Murray?
Oh, yeah. I love Scrooged.
I've seen neither one of these.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm just
Why are you here?
Okay.
We should have taken a tally and taken what percent of the movies he has seen.
I already said at the beginning, like 60 to 70%.
Yeah, but I wanted an exact number.
We'll do it at the end.
Okay.
Lead us off.
I'm going with Scrooged. Okay. To me, that's not even an option. Christmas Chronicles was okay, but I think it was really saved by Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus. And 100%. The rest of it was just okay.
Yeah. If anybody else was playing Kurt Russell's character as... Well, Santa. What an idiot I am. I don't know that it would have been as good. Like, he made that movie. Yeah. And I have loved Scrooge since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go Scrooged.
Sounds good to me.
This is probably the toughest matchup in round one anyway.
Yeah. This is a tough one. But
it's definitely the toughest matchup on the east side.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Who wants to announce it? Zach, go ahead.
Okay. So the next matchup, two classics, the original Home Alone and The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Let's take a break real quick because Lexi's home.
And the dogs are about to go crazy. Intermission. So. All right. Are we back?
Hold on, let me get my...
So, I don't remember what exactly I said.
Guys, we just took a break and I had this seamless transition for the edit planned and then we forgot where we were, so...
I know I had announced the next matchup, which is a really tough one. It's Home Alone.
Yes.
The original, the first one, number one. And The Santa Claus.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
True.
Yes.
The sequels were terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original was amazing.
The original was phenomenal.
Yeah, the original was great.
Another one of my favorite, like, childhood Christmas movies. But then again, both of these are on that list.
Yeah.
Mine too. This one we might have to dig deep. We might have to dissect these a little bit.
I'm not having as tough of a time with this as y'all are.
I mean,
I'm going to sneeze.
Do it straight into the mic.
Bless you.
And also with you.
Thank you. I mean, I know my answer, but it's a tough one because these are both phenomenal movies.
All right. So if we all, because I know my answer.
I know my answer.
So let's just say them.
On the count of three. Yeah. Who wants to count? I want you to count.
All right. One, two, three.
Santa Claus.
Why am I being outnumbered on my own podcast?
I just got fired, guys. I hope you realize that.
I just got never invited back to the podcast.
No, like, I don't have any issue with it because I love the Santa Claus. So this isn't going to be like a Christmas. It's not going to be as heated as a Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Yo, both of these people like the Christmas Story. Our executive producers in the kitchen.
Our executive.
You don't like producer. It either?
Come here. No. Come here. I need backup.
It's a Christmas story. Into
the
mic,
it is the story.
Would you pick a Christmas story or Jim Carrey's The Grinch?
The Grinch.
Yeah. Now tell them that they're both stupid and then walk away.
I'm not going to do that.
You're both stupid.
She's too nice
for that. You'll have to watch it. We had already had a heated debate about it. Points were made. I think good points on both sides, but a Christmas story.
I mean, you can't beat a Christmas story. I wouldn't. Well.
I'm not unhappy with the outcome of this Home Alone Santa Claus debate. Okay. I personally would just rather watch Home Alone than the Santa Claus.
Okay.
And
well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, executive producer chimes in too to make it 3-1. She didn't need to do that,
I just think the Santa Claus is more of your quintessential Christmas movie. Not that I don't love Home Alone, and it's not, you know, I watch it every year. And it's got great moments, quotable moments and all that, but the Santa Claus...
I didn't mix the brandy into the eggnog, and it's just floating right on top.
Oh, yeah, I can see it right there. It's perfectly layered.
Woo! Thanks for coughing right in my direction.
You're welcome, buddy. I doubt either of you have seen Office Christmas Party.
I did.
You did?
I watched it when we made it.
Did you really?
I did.
Yes!
I have not seen Office but even if I had, it would not change
this
my answer.
This matchup is just bad for
This is the easiest matchup on this list
one,
for me.
We got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation against Office Christmas Party.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation.
Do we even have to discuss? Look at the mug.
Look at my shirt.
Yeah. He's got Cousin Eddie on his shirt. I've got the Moosehead Wally World mug.
Yeah.
Zach forgot his Christmas clothes, so I offered him a sweater that said, I don't know, Margo, which would make more sense.
Oh, my God.
Because Lex has a sweater that says, why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
Right. I don't know, Margo.
I picked
So Office Christmas Party has a few just so quotable lines in it that I love.
It was
funny.
Yeah, but all that of T.J. Miller rattles off. I love T.J. Miller.
But all of Christmas Vacation is quotable.
Like, I quote that year round.
Yeah.
You serious?
I'll watch it year round.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they're shopping and Eddie's putting the dog food on and then puts the light bulbs on and then Clark
just crunches it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
And the one in the mall.
Can't see the lines, can you, Russ?
The stores would be, it wouldn't be the holiday shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are.
Hotter than they are.
Did I say hooter? Hotter.
What? It is a bit nipple. Who said nipple? Did I say?
'Tis the season to be merry. Well, that's my name. No shit.
Oh, it gets me every time. Okay, so we're going into round two.
All right.
All right.
Oh,
so,
man.
This is when you guys will see a graphic. Wow, look at that beautiful graphic that's up there.
And maybe some music, March Madness, December Madness, Christmas Madness.
Dun, 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 dun. No, I can't play that. I'll get...
Oh, yeah.
It'll get copyright struck.
C&D.
All right, so let's go. We're back to Jingle All the Way, the first winner.
So I feel like these are going to get harder.
Oh, yeah.
That's typically how brackets work. Have you ever seen March Madness?
His defeated face is saying that he realizes what the...
What an idiot. What a mupper.
A mupper.
Yeah, what a mupper.
What a big dumb
Stop
mupper.
Stop being such a mupper.
Jingle All the Way versus Miracle on 34th Street.
I
have an unpopular opinion here.
Just Ooh, Jingle
I'm
All the
excited
Way.
I'm excited. Yeah.
It's not unpopular.
Yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street only got through because it was up against the Gremlins.
Yeah. Miracle on 34th Street is fine, but it's another one that's old and boring.
Miracle on 34th Street is classic, but 10 out of 10 times, if I had to choose between the two, I'm picking Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
So...
All right, well, that
Jingle.
Was easier than I thought.
This next one's going to be pretty easy, too. Yankins, what do we got?
So this next one is White Christmas versus Claus. For me, again, I haven't seen Claus, but...
Again, it's Klaus.
I knew he was going to...
It's
okay. Klaus.
You haven't seen it.
It's okay. I haven't seen it, but I have to go White Christmas.
Yes.
Because White Personally, Christmas...
I would take Klaus on this one.
Nope.
I think I it's really good modern.
Ooh.
It's a modern classic.
There's just too much in White Christmas that
White Christmas is fantastic.
It speaks to me. Wow, you already had Klaus written down.
No, that was the that it had advanced.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm crossing off the losers.
That's cocky.
No. No, I'm not like that.
This
is an easy one.
This is an easy one
this
to
is
me.
Easy peasy.
Especially because I've only seen one of them, but
Yeah.
Nick, would you like to tell our audience what the...
Why it's so easy?
Because it's the original Grinch, the 1966 version, versus Arthur the Aardvark's Christmas.
That's not what it is. You're tacky and I hate you.
It's just Arthur's Christmas, not the Aardvark.
School of Rock reference.
You're a fat loser and you have body odor.
It's clearly the Grinch, that one.
Yeah, obviously.
The Grinch, no contest.
This is just such an easy decision for me. Because we have Home Alone 2 up against the worst Christmas movie in existence, All A right, Christmas
we're
good, Story.
We're just going to have to ignore this nonsense.
I'm going to write down Home Alone 2.
This one is actually
winner.
One of the toughest ones for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not tough for me.
Are you going to say Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Get out!
Christmas Story is great!
It's such a horrible movie!
He quoted it before we started.
I don't care!
That's true.
He did.
Suck Brick, kid!
It is
Suck Brick
so...
is really good.
It is such
Home
a...
Home Alone 2 has Home Donald Alone J. Trump. 2,
it does.
It does. So for our audience, if
you're right,
it's
A Christmas
gathered,
Story. That's the best movie.
It's Home Alone 2 versus A Christmas Story.
I said it. I think.
I don't know if anybody
I think
said
we
it.
Just yeah, dove into I think we arguing.
Just, yeah, I think we did just start arguing. Thank you. Thank you for reeling us in a little
But
bit.
This one is really difficult for me because I love both of these movies.
I love them both too, but it's not that difficult for me.
Oh...
So you're the decider right now.
Because if it's Christmas Day and you put both of these in front of me, it's going to be a hard choice.
What if it's
honestly,
not, what if
it's
not Christmas Day?
If it's Christmas Day, I'm going to watch both of these.
What if it's not Christmas Day? What if you're getting in the Christmas mood beginning of the season? What do you watch?
Oh, that's the same conundrum.
No.
Well, I won't watch Christmas Story in the beginning of the season. I save that one. I wait until Christmas Eve.
Hmm.
When you can see it on TV 24/7 on TBS. Thank you That's for sponsoring us, TBS.
We're not sponsored, but we should be.
I'm going to be so mad if Home Alone 2 doesn't win.
Well, It's up to your co-host.
I mean,
you're going to say a Christmas story, aren't you?
You'll shoot your eye out.
I'll shoot your eye out if you pick a Christmas story.
Don't.
You can't into make his threats.
Why? It's my podcast.
It's not in the spirit of Christmas.
Says who?
Krampus.
Well, the movie you like is about killing a child, so I guess it is about making threats.
I love A Christmas Story, but
there's a butt. Oh,
but the way that Home Alone 2 makes me feel as a kid, I have to go Home Alone 2. I'm sorry.
Yes! I cannot believe A Christmas Story is out already.
Yes!
It's because this was a super hard matchup.
Yes!
Second round exit.
I might be conflicted about this later on.
Ooh. To our...
I'm
seventh ranked IMDb movie, Christmas Story. Second round exit.
Wait, Christmas Story was...
Although It's a Wonderful Life is our top ranked, and it was a first round exit, so...
Yeah, get wrecked.
That movie sucks anyway. It's boring.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
I'm sorry.
Yo, Nick is so mad right now.
I'm a little mad.
His face is red.
I'm a little mad. I'm going to...
Oh, yeah. I just realized that. Oh, shoot.
Oh. We're watching the Mario movie now.
We're going to have to,
we're going
to
get sued by Nintendo.
We're going to have to learn how to blur and just blur out so much of that.
I can do that. Damn it. All right, moving on. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I knew we were going to get into some heavy hitters. No.
Yeah. We've already had one heated argument. Here might be another one.
Okay, this is Charlie Brown Christmas versus Elf.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do the thing where we say it at the same time again.
Okay.
Hold on.
I need to think.
I was going to say, I don't know my answer yet.
This is really... this
because one is a feel-good classic, like old-timey, like just staple, and one is...
a modern classic.
A modern classic. That is also a feel-good, fun-loving, funny...
And it's got Will Ferrell in it. He's hilarious.
I mean, yeah. I know it's a modern classic, but, like, it is getting up there in age.
True.
That's true. It is, early almost 20 years old now.
Right, yeah.
I think it's almost 20 years old now. Really? I think it was, like, actually,
last year, I think, might have been...
I think it was 2004.
You got your phone out. What year did Elf come out?
For some reason, I feel like last year was the 20th anniversary, perhaps.
Mayhaps?
2002?
Hold, please.
20 years. Wow. This year. Wow.
I was 11.
I am old. Yeah. This
How
makes
old
me
you?
Feel old.
2002, you said?
Yeah.
12.
Old.
I'm old.
Yeah, I would have been 12.
Yeah, you bothered.
You're a baby.
All right, on the count of three.
Oh, God, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
You have to be ready.
I'm not ready. I can't do it.
This should be more discussion.
No, I can't do it.
We'll discuss afterwards.
No, I can't. I'm not ready. Oh, my God, I can't.
I know mine. Like, it's hard, but
really
it's also not.
I really,
I'm going Elf. Because it makes me laugh more as a Christmas movie.
Yeah. I mean,
Charlie Brown Christmas is more wholesome, and it just makes me feel like...
So here's my conundrum. One's more entertaining as far as the funny, but one is more the feel-good, like, touchy in
exactly.
your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Christmas, Charlie Brown Christmas is one you watch like after you just got done wrapping presents and you're in that sentimental Christmas feeling. You know?
It's
like,
Christmas. It touches something in your soul.
It's Christmas time.
Whereas Elf is like you're sitting there having a drink or two and you watch Elf and you laugh because it's hilarious. It's different. You know, it's a different experience.
I'm different. I'm a different experience. Isn't that right, baby?
You are. All right.
I was talking to Zach Jenkins.
Although...
Should Zach and I say ours at the same time now since you went ahead?
Because I was getting aggravated that you guys were just...
This is by far the toughest matchup.
I didn't expect it to be this bad.
The last one...
You're a lot more sentimental than I am, I feel.
I am. I'm very sentimental.
Okay. Yeah.
The last one was the toughest one for me. I think I've come to a decision on this one. The last one was hard. Ready? We're going to go 3, 2, 1, Elf. Clean sweep. Yeah. Okay.
That was really hard, and I actually feel sad now that I had to do that.
You're going to go home and watch Charlie Brown Christmas?
I have Charlie Brown Christmas on DVD.
On a loop. Oh man.
Next another one.
Muppets A Christmas Carol Muppers.
Versus Rudolph. I know my answer. This one,
I know my answer.
I like them both, but
I know my answer, but I'm not like happy that this movie is getting eliminated.
Right.
I have my answer.
One, two, three.
Rudolph. Muppets.
Damn it! How are you going to do Michael Caine like that?
I don't know, man. I love Rudolph.
Oh my God.
Rudolph is like the OG Christmas.
Rudolph's got
movie.
The songs, it's got everything. I mean, it's great. Why am I such a nitwit? I am not just a misfit. Come on, it's great.
It's great, but the Muppets.
The Muppets are great, too. And there is songs in that movie, too.
But Rudolph, like, if there was one movie between these two, if there was, like, one movie I could ever show my kids for Christmas, it's going to be Rudolph.
Although... You know,
what an absurd thing to say.
Thinking about that, I don't know if I would show my kids Rudolph right away because everybody's such a jerk in that movie. They literally make fun of Rudolph because he's different throughout the entire whole movie.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do to people?
And then at the end when they realize he's useful, they're like, oh, okay.
I've got use. You can...
Right. They're like, oh, you're still a freak, but we can use you for something. So come on, get in front of the sleigh.
Just because you're unique doesn't mean you're special.
Right.
All right, I will take the L on that. It's Rudolph. And I'm like, I'm not unhappy, but I'm a little pissed.
That's a tough one. I mean, Muppers Christmas Carol is great.
Yeah, put good old Muppers. All right, this one can't be a contest.
This one is
there's no contest. Three.
Oh, count us off.
Two. One.
Scrooge.
I knew I had you on that one.
I mean, Bill Murray, dude, come on.
You need to watch Scrooge this year.
That's fair. I haven't seen Scrooge. Scrooge
is phenomenal.
You should know me well enough to know by now that like it doesn't matter if Die Hard is still on the list. I'm picking Die Hard because it's a controversial. It's a hot take.
It is, and it's a good movie, but I don't have that attachment to it that some people do. It's just
now if Samuel L. Jackson was in it, like he was in was the second one or third one? Third one.
I think it was the third one. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
This is a tough one. I hate this
There's
one.
A very good chance I end the episode here if it doesn't go my way.
Oh, God.
So I'll be honest with you.
Oh, God.
I hate this matchup. This is a hard one.
Santa Claus versus Christmas Vacation.
These are two of my favorite movies on this list.
I will end the episode.
This is a very difficult one.
I'll end it.
You can threaten that all you want, but it's still a tough decision.
What I tell you to that one time, I will promote you both to listener.
you've been promoted to audience member.
Yeah.
Listen.
Should we do a count to three, or you want to ruminate on it a little bit longer?
I don't need to ruminate.
I know my answer.
I swear on all that is good in life.
I know my answer.
All right. Somebody count it off.
Since you're so angry about it already and we haven't given our answers, you got to count us off.
Three, two, one.
The Christmas Vacation.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes! Yes! I did not think you were going to say
that one. No, of course. I mean, you can't beat Christmas Vacation.
I mean.
You can't.
True, but you, like, the Santa Claus was just, iconic to me. Growing up as a kid, I literally watched it this week.
I watched it like three times this week.
My heart.
So, but Christmas Vacation, I'm not mad that Christmas Vacation.
I mean, it clearly deserves
a
spot.
Like, this is one of those ones that no matter what,
I like you. You're a good person.
Watch out. You're going to be demoted to guest, and I'm going to take over the co-host. I'm coming for your spot, Zach. I will say that Santa Claus has some great adult humor that you didn't pick up on when you were a little kid.
Yeah, it does.
They're like,
and what's the stepdad's name? I like his name.
Neil.
What is that?
Neil's
no,
great.
No, like is the actor's Neil? Name.
Oh.
Is it Judge?
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, I love him.
That's just a dope name.
And I feel bad for him in that movie. He's not that much of a jerk.
No,
he's
not. He's just trying to be a good dude.
If I was in that situation and my stepson's father thought he was Santa Claus, I'd be like,
I would be like, this dude's kind of psychotic. We should probably be...
Yeah.
Neil got a bad rap in that.
Neil did get a bad rap. And they go to the principal's office, and they're like, okay, Scott, what did you do with Charlie the night before Christmas? He's like, well, cleaned my shotguns. had some brown liquor, shared a bowl of sugar, went out cruising for women. Like, that stuff's hilarious when you're an adult and you know what all that is. When you're a kid, yeah. You don't know what any of that stuff is.
True.
You're like, hmm?
At least I hope not.
Right?
But that's another topic.
I mean, as a Texan, I knew the cleaning shotguns. Right. That wasn't for
me. And the brown liquor.
Oh, yeah liquor. Sorry. Okay. So,
man, the rest of these are all going to be very difficult.
Updated bracket will appear on the screen now. Enjoy, absorb, and choose.
Feel free to play along at home.
Yeah, man.
And if you
this
have
is just going to get wild.
Any hot takes or disagreements? If you side with me over Zach on something, like, feel free to show me your support in the comments.
I guess Nick can kick rocks without shoes on.
Yeah, I don't want any support.
Yeah, don't support Nick. He's a guest.
I don't deserve any.
I'm the one fighting for my position here. He just said he was coming to take it.
Wait. On the Christmas Story versus Home Alone 2, which one won?
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Are you saying that? Are you just trying to remind me of that? Or?
So sweet. I'm just saying, he got you with Christmas Vacation. I got you with Home Alone 2.
Man.
So.
All things are coming up. Zach Beck?
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way versus White Christmas.
I know what this one is for me, easily.
These are both fantastic, but I have an answer.
I don't want to do the 3-1, 3-2-1 countdown on this. I'm scared. I don't know what to pick.
I know what I'm picking.
I'm shocked.
Because, see, now I'm getting into, like, if I'm on the couch with my wife, I know what we would watch. And, like, that's how I'm picturing it in my head.
Right.
Like, Christmas family, it would be a White Christmas. If you guys were to come over and be like, hey, let's watch a Christmas movie, it would be Jingle All the Way.
Right.
It would be Die Hard.
All right, let's...
Die Hard's out. Die Hard is gone.
All right, screw it. Let's do 3-2-1. Somebody else count us off, though.
3-2-1.
Jingle All the Way.
Nice.
Nice.
So that's one that, like... So me and my wife have watched White Christmas together more than once, but also my wife would be down to sit down and watch Jingle. Like, oh,
my wife wouldn't.
Yeah, neither would my wife.
Well, you told me that you don't care about Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, that's basically the exact words that my wife said.
You should feel judged.
You have all of us.
Okay,
just
so you and Kelly can go whatever.
Yeah, you guys can go watch White Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that. Yes, you can sit on the couch, baby. Yeah, you have to sit there though. Don't sit over there.
Yeah, you have to sit out of frame.
I have a hard time with some of these because I
take
want
your top off.
I have a difficult time. I have a difficult time deciding whether I should pick what's the actual better movie or what movie I like better.
It's all subjective.
I'm going, so I understand what you're saying, but I'm going based on my own personal opinion.
Why did it take so long into the episode to ask that question?
I don't know. And that was a thought that I had before this, and I knew that I was going to have a hard time with it. But in my brain, White Christmas is the actual better movie, but I like Jingle All the Way better.
Yes, I agree. But I've also seen that in several of these already that I'm like, that's a better film,
right?
But I like this movie more.
So 1966 Grinch versus Home Alone 2.
Easy one for me.
It's an easy one for me too, honestly. Do you got yours?
I do.
Count us off.
3-2-1.
The Grinch.
Thank God. Thank God.
I want to say Home Alone 2, but
The Grinch.
The Grinch is Christmas.
Yeah.
It is. But put the two of them together, I'm probably going to choose Home Alone 2 more often.
The Grinch is just like, it's short, sweet.
You're not wrong. It just, the Grinch just does something to me.
It's so sentimental.
I'll fix it up there.
Yeah,
and
rhymes.
I'll bring it back here.
The whole thing rhymes, man. The entire thing. It's got great songs.
The Elf versus Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That is a tough one.
Not for me.
Actually, not for me either. I have my
on
answer.
Second thought, I think I...
3-1-2-3. Elf.
Rudolph.
Are you serious?
You've gone against the grain like the last three.
For what reason?
The same reason that you picked Grinch over Home Alone 2.
All right.
More of a classic.
How does it feel to be wrong twice in a row, though? Because it feels really good to be right twice in a row.
You just said this is all subjective, so you can't say that I'm wrong and you're right.
I'd also like to acknowledge your Tootsie Pop owl impersonation there.
One, two, three.
I guess we'll never know.
This is an easy one for me. I'm not going to pretend it's not.
Yeah. Scrooge versus Christmas Vacation.
This is easy for me also, especially
what are we picking
I've
and
only
why
seen,
is it Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Scrooged, and even
if
I had...
two references to Christmas Vacation in the shot right now, and there's zero references to Scrooged.
Yeah, except my wife on the couch. Yeah, buddy. All right, this is it. We are the final four. Check it out on the screen. Final four. I'm scared.
Nope. I already know my answers to both of these.
Me too. Yeah.
I thought this was supposed to get harder.
The second round was really hard.
The second round was rough. Jingle All the Way or The Grinch?
That's Grinch. Easy. That's easy.
It's got to be The Grinch.
It's Grinch. It's Grinch All the Way.
Sorry, Arnold. Maybe you shouldn't have slept with other people's wives and had an illegitimate child.
Yeah.
Wrecked.
Wow. I'm sure he'll never recover from that.
No, definitely not.
And become governor of California and do all crazy things, make millions of dollars.
And make Never. Terminator 7.
Yeah.
They're on like...
And write a book. He wrote a book now.
Does it have an audiobook that he also narrates? Because that would be
That
lit.
Would be pretty awesome.
But then I wouldn't be able to understand like half of it.
And then I... No, that was bad.
Chapter 1.
I sound like somebody from The Ringer. What? Elf versus Christmas Vacation.
Easy for me.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's easy, but I know the answer.
It's not easy. And I'm going to feel sad about the loser, but I know my answer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Am I going to be wrong again?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. We'll find out.
One, two, three.
Christmas vacation.
Okay, good. All right. Now... This is tough.
Now I can see. All
this
right.
This is tough.
Final round. Check out the bracket on the screen. Final round is 1966, The Grinch versus National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's tough.
I would
but
consider
I know my answer.
These two to be my top two Christmas.
Really?
They are not my top two?
No.
I wouldn't say they're my top two.
I would say they are probably my top two.
They're up there. I would say they're both in my top five.
That's fair. Do you have your answer? Because
I don't yet.
I don't yet.
I mean, I do. I'll be honest. My top two, it was Christmas Vacation. That's who I'm going to pick right now. Just say it. And then Jim Carrey's The Grinch and Elf were tied for my second.
Okay.
And Jim Carrey's The Grinch lost in the first round by an abhorrent decision. And then I just had the elf. I had the elf. What? Elf against Christmas Vacation. So that sucked for me. I'm actually crying a little bit. I think I peed a little too.
Sometimes that's how the chips fall, man.
It really comes down to, I feel like we've had this debate in several of these rounds of classic and nostalgic versus funny and entertaining.
I mean, I would put both of these.
Eddie, if
in
I
the
woke up tomorrow morning
category.
With my True. Head stapled to the carpet, I wouldn't be any more surprised than I am right now.
I mean, Christmas Vacation is definitely more quotable, and it is funnier. The Grinch isn't funny at all.
No,
it's nice and sentimental, and it rhymes.
The 1966 Grinch.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they voted out the original. They voted out the Jim Carrey Grinch against A Christmas Story,
and that one is funny. But the original is not really funny.
Idiots.
No.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I have such a hard time.
We need an answer.
Because this is
like you
were saying.
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
I have an answer.
Time.
This is exactly like what you were saying. Like when I'm in the mood to be in like sentimental Christmas spirit, I turn to the cartoon Grinch. When I'm in the mood to like laugh and enjoy the holiday season, I turn to Christmas Vacation. I don't know. I'm going to leave and let you guys figure it out.
Let us find it out. Well, he's already given his vote.
It's Christmas Vacation.
This is Christmas Vacation. So it's really, I mean, Should I put my vote in and then see?
Well, it wouldn't matter. Should we do the same
3-2-1?
I want him to put his vote in because I feel like I know where he's leaning and he's just scared to. And I want you to be the tiebreaker.
So you think I'm leaning towards
the Grinch? I think you're leaning towards
the Grinch. I am leaning towards the Grinch. But I'm also trying to think the Christmas movie that I probably get the most joy from.
Fix the Newell Post.
Is Christmas Vacation. But I've watched The Grinch like every year since I've been able to understand media. And I have the book. I have the soundtrack on vinyl. I have the actual reading of the thing on vinyl. Like,
what a weird way to say you don't have any friends.
Well, I have at least one.
Who?
Me? Wife.
She gave you pink eye.
No, my son gave me pink eye.
No. So your son's not your friend?
Oh, yeah, no, true. I have son. A built-in friend now. I forgot about that.
All hey, right, Griswold, say, where are you going to put that tree?
Bend over and I'll show you. See, you're trying to
get... You got a lot of nerve.
You're trying... I wasn't talking to you. You're trying to get me to come to the other side is what you're trying to do.
I know.
I've got my answer. I'm waiting for you to give yours and I'll be the tiebreaker.
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen. Hey, look, kids, a deer. I would flip off the camera, but I don't know if that's allowed on a family-friendly podcast.
Let's burn some dust. Eat my rubber.
Going for new
I remember being really record. Young and saying that, and my dad was like, yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, right.
And then the older I got, I was like, oh, that's yeah, that makes sense. A condom.
I walked by a microwave, and I pissed my pants and forgot who I was for about half an hour. See, this is making me want to say Christmas Vacation.
Nah, I don't think I want to go down no but hill you have with, the nothing, other one on with vinyl. Nothing but me in the ice-cold ground with nothing but a piece of government plastic in my head. Do you really think it'll matter?
Yeah. If anything happens here, my part's just my not part going to look right.
Not going to look right. What is it, Nick? Pick. 3-2-1.
The Grinch.
I got to go with the Grinch.
I swear to God. No!
I know. I feel bad. I feel bad about it.
The Grinch wouldn't have been my number one out of all of these, but out of those two.
What? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
I have to go sentimental classic Christmas over.
It just encapsulates
the
Christmas
feeling. How is
Christmas
Vacation not sentimental? Have you not watched it since you were a child?
No, it is, but it's not... It doesn't have that magical feeling of Christmas. It's the funny, slap happy.
I agree. I will agree.
How is
it
not magical? His boss gets kidnapped and then has a spiritual moment where he decides he did wrong.
Man, if I had a rubber hose, I'd beat you.
How is that not?
It's a funny.
That makes my loins tingle thinking about it.
That's just. You might want to go see a doctor.
No.
It's a 1-year subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club. That's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year round, Clark. Sorry. Is this making it worse?
If we're sitting here quoting the runner-up,
yeah, but you don't
that
quote,
should have been the number
really
one.
Quote the Grinch, though.
That just goes to show that it shouldn't be the number one
movie,
then.
I mean, you
then.
Can, but it's not like
you
a
can,
funny.
You can, but... You know. Christmas Vacation doesn't stir the heart.
Yeah. Clark's heart didn't grow 3 sizes that day. Neither did Mr. the Boss, whose name I can't remember. I can't remember his name.
Put it over there with the others, Greaseball.
So we had the lost episode, and now this is going to be the trashed episode where he just throws it out and redoes
true.
It.
We should have elected Christmas Vacation because now all of this is going to be for nothing.
No, it's fine. All right, there you have it, everybody. 1960 cinch. Not the
that
fifth.
Changes the Grinch quite a bit.
The fact that. 1966, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is your number one seed. Ding, ding, ding. Stars, confetti, balloons, fee,
wins
fee,
the
foo,
championship.
Foo, papa.
And to commemorate that, we'll do a live reading of the Grinch right now.
You don't even know how it starts.
It starts Every Who down in Whoville loves Christmas. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, I will put money on it.
Executive producer.
Every Who down in Whoville.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas begin?
You have to Google it.
You have a phone.
she shrugs like, it opens how up, am I supposed to know?
While our executive producer is looking that up. Yeah,
it opens up with the song. And the first lines are, every Who down in Whoville loved Christmas a lot.
Yeah, I just want you to be wrong.
But the Grinch who lived just north.
We have a TV behind us. You should. Oh, we can't pull it up. Is that copyright stuff?
Probably. I won't even.
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. No one knew why. No one quite knew the reason.
All right.
I think that's the beginning.
Fair. Whatever. You're fired. While our executive producer is looking that up, I think I'm decided that this format is going to be how we do our next movie episode.
Is that the Jack Black?
I think it should be the Jack Black one, because that we talked about that on our very first episode together.
It is going to be phenomenal.
And Nicholas,
I will gladly come
Your out. Majesty Covey, said he is a giant Jack Black fan, so
we I'll need be
there for that. But we're gonna watch all the movies.
Yeah. I was gonna say we need our list first. Of all the Jack Black movies and make sure to watch and or rewatch if we've already seen them. Rewatch all of them,
yeah,
so that we are fresh and ready.
All right, our executive producer has failed us, so you know, leave a comment. That's what your fans are for, right?
Yeah,
and it's gonna be on YouTube, so it's easy to comment. You just type it. If your username is A Christmas Story Sucks, I'll send you a free t-shirt. Sweet.
I'm going to make a YouTube account naming A Christmas Story Sucks and comment.
If you want a t-shirt, I'll get one for you. For a reduced price, not for free. Can't do it.
Nothing is free.
Well, thank you all for listening and watching. I anticipate this coming out on just an audio format. It will be less fun. So I implore you to listen and watch. But if you're hearing this, it's at the end of the episode. So, oof.
Wait, we're only coming out in an audio format?
No, this is going to be video. I want to do only video, but I was told that. How am I supposed to listen to it in my car?
Yeah, you should do both. I would think you should do both.
Why?
Because I listen in the car, too.
You can pull up YouTube on your phone.
Yeah, but while I'm driving.
Audio and video.
Fine, audio and video. Congratulations, everybody. But thank
Zach's
you for...
Zach's wrong again.
But for the people who watched and enjoyed this in video format, because it was really fun making, we're going to do plenty more video podcasts. And thank you. Comment, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Send us questions on Facebook or Instagram. Check out our website.
Buy our merch.
All that good stuff. And thank you, Nick, for taking time out of his night to come argue with us.
Thank you for having me.
And win.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And happy holidays from the My Life, Your Life Together podcast to you.
All right. I got demoted. And we're out. That was beautiful.
That was perfect. Oh, my God.